making sure Lake Huron lasts forever. That's the goal of a regional plan of action being put together to ensure the long-term health of Lake Huron. It's called the Lake Huron Forever Project. Diane Fong is president and CEO of the Bay Area Community Foundation. It's one of the groups working on this effort. Diane, you're asking the public to contribute to this regional plan centering the concept of Lake Huron Forever. So first off, just how healthy is Lake Huron?
Well, Lake Huron clearly is a fantastic natural resource for all of us in the state of Michigan, especially those on the east side. And according to the state of Michigan, it is in fair condition. So there are some management challenges to our water. There's chemical contaminants that trigger fish and wildlife consumption advisories that we still face. There's nutrients and bacterial pollution that causes nuisance and harmful algae blooms, the muck that some of us see on beaches that cause beach closures. We're losing some aquatic habitat to invasive species such as Phragmites, mussels, sea lamprey, and all of those things. And then, of course, you know, our storm systems, they're becoming much more volatile, and our warming temperatures are threatening our water quality and our fisheries as well.
So there's some major barriers to keeping Lake Huron from being its very best. How does the Lake Huron Forever Project want to address that?
Well, so our project is really looking at stormwater and improving the quality of stormwater runoff because it is the fastest growing source of freshwater pollution. So we are seeking the public's input in the best ways that we can do that through green infrastructure or gray infrastructure. And what green infrastructure is, it's natural and nature-based solutions to filtering our water that's running off into our rivers and our eventually Lake Huron.
So what are you asking of the public?
So we're hoping the public, we have a very short survey that talks about what some of these green infrastructure issues are. First of all, we want to ascertain how informed the public is on this issue. We want to know how much they do know about it, if they're committed to the quality of the Lake Huron region, and then also if they'd be willing to step up and offer their time and talent to this effort.
And how can people offer ideas then for Lake Huron Forever Project?
Well, you can access the public survey at www.huronpines.org/glow, G-L-O-W. And at the bottom, it provides an outline of the project, and at the bottom there's a link to the survey. The survey will close at the end of the day on February 28th.
I'm wondering, does it ever feel to you at the Bay Area Community Foundation that maybe Lake Huron sometimes gets a little bit overlooked, maybe like Michigan and Superior get a little more of the spotlight?
Well sometimes. And I think part of that, Cynthia, is tied to the fact that the Lake Huron shoreline is really characterized by rural communities. And there's a lot of very natural shoreline on our side of the state. And there's smaller communities that don't have as much experience or expertise in developing some of these green-based solutions or nature-based solutions. So we want to get our lake in the forefront of the public and to actually elevate the understanding of how we can protect those waters, not just in our municipalities, but also among our general population.
What fuels your love of Lake Huron and your drive to want to ensure its future?
Well, my goodness, I mean, my personal love is the time I've spent out there on the water, on the beaches and in the boats. We go to fishing tournaments, and there's people that kiteboard over on Tawas Point. There's so much rest and recuperation we get from the waters, just even hearing the waves and our sunrise. We have such beautiful sunrises over on that, on our side of the state, and we want to protect that.
So ultimately, what do you hope that the work you're doing right now with the Lake Huron Forever Project, what do you hope it'll ultimately mean?
What I hope it will ultimately mean is a very sustainable, healthy, natural resource that will be around not just for my kids to enjoy, but my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren.
Diane Fong, President and CEO of the Bay Area Community Foundation, one of the partners creating this regional plan of action to ensure the future of Lake Huron. And once again, you can offer your ideas by going to huronpines.org/glow. Thank you so much, Diane, for being with us.
Thank you.